AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Reserve is raising its benchmark interest rate. Sagar Magani reports it's another hefty increase.
It's the fourth increase since March and the second straight time the Fed has made a 0.75-point hike in its benchmark rate. The central bank's been under pressure to keep boosting rates amid four-decade-high inflation. It's aiming for a so-called soft landing, raising rates just enough to cool inflation, but not enough to send the economy into a recession, though some analysts worry the Fed will not be able to pull that off.
A Wyoming judge has temporarily blocked the state's abortion ban on the day it took effect. A women's health clinic that had been firebombed and other abortion rights advocates argued the ban would harm healthcare workers and their patients. The last two former Minneapolis police officers convicted of violating George Floyd's rights have been sentenced. J. Alexander King, 3 years, Tu Tao, a 3.5-year sentence. Russia is cutting gas through its Nord Stream 1 pipeline to 20% of capacity. Charles de Ledesma.
Gazprom has halved the amount of natural gas flowing through a major pipeline from Russia to Europe to 20% of capacity. It's the latest Nord Stream 1 reduction that Russia has blamed on technical problems, but Germany calls a political move to sow uncertainty and push up prices amid the war in Ukraine. The move has raised new fears Moscow could completely cut off gas that's used to power industry, generate electricity, and heat homes. Nord Stream's network data and the head of Germany's network regulator has confirmed the reduction.
The Senate has passed a bill to boost U.S. computer chip production. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Our government and our businesses are accused of being too short-term, but this is one of the most significant long-term thinking bills we've passed in a very long time.
This is AP News. The brown pelican is being threatened by the disappearance of nesting islands. Jennifer King has more.
The awkward yet elegant brown pelicans nesting on Queen Bess Island are an icon of the Gulf Coast. They disappeared from Louisiana, except for on the state flag, but rebounded after conservation efforts in the 1970s. Scientists now say climate change is drowning the few islands they rely on for nesting.
The rate of change that's happening right now in these is faster than anything these birds have ever experienced throughout their evolutionary histories.
Jimmy Nelson is a biologist with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
We're seeing signs like we saw back then, but we're not responding to them like we should.
Point Ocean activist Teresa Dardar supports efforts to restore the islands that protect both the pelicans and local tribal communities. She says she remembers when places now underwater were dry enough for cattle to graze.
They don't have a place to lay, but then what's going to happen?
I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas. AP News.